Peter Furler is a newsboy again. He's teamed up with Jody, Jeff, Duncan, Phil, and Michael Tate to form Newsboys United. They've got some summer tour dates planned, but you know, everything's in lockdown since March. So let's find out what he's been up to. Peter Furler, good morning.
Morning, Todd. How you doing?
Doing good, thanks. What has the quarantine and lockdown whole situation been like for you and the band?
You know, I'm a bit of an introvert by nature, so it hasn't been too tough for me. Michael Tate's probably been a little tougher for him because he loves just mingling and hugging and kissing on people. So I think it's been tougher for him than me. But you know, it's a strange time. It's funny, well, not funny is not the word, but it's so startling how quick the world can change. You know, and it is that way. But there's been obviously lots of heartache and hurt. There's also been a lot of reflection, I think. So yeah, the world is a different place, and every now and then we get that thing that happens that changes it. Either changes our world personally, or it changes us as a planet, and that's what this one's did.
Well, you're right. I guess if you're an introvert, this is kind of like a very comfortable time.
It is. It's like an introvert and a germaphobe's, you know, definitely seeing the bright side. Is they don't have to shake hands with anybody, and you know, they realize that there's a lot more hand washing going on, and you got to stay 6 feet apart. So yeah, you know, I guess it's just looking at the bright side.
Oh, for sure. Peter, got to ask you, you and your wife, how are you guys personally been handling this lockdown situation? How you been finding comfort through all the fears that want to come at us through all of this?
Well, I think, you know, for us, it was really a lot of confirmation. And what I mean by that is that, you know, years ago, when I left the Newsboys, my wife and I really felt to simplify. You know, we just had this really strong urge because, you know, just to be caught up in material possessions and what somebody else has, or we're bombarded all the time. You know, credit cards didn't even exist, you know, whatever, 50, 60 years ago. So, you know, my parents, and my grandparents, when they built their house, they paid for the bricks and stuff as they built it. So by the time they were moving in, they were kind of debt-free. And I love guys like Dave Ramsey, you know, people like that that, you know, challenged me in different areas of my life to really about just storing up stuff and cluttering your life with material possessions. And you know, and the scriptures, things like the borrower is slave to the lender, you know, and don't wear yourself out to get rich, have the wisdom to show restraint. And so my wife and I really started digging into this a decade ago, and it's really changed us because we were actually the opposite of that. And so we really made some changes. And so, you know, we've been people that we knew times like these are going to happen. They're just going to. It's the world we live in. And if you think that they're not, you're kind of deceived. And they just do. And so for us, it's just been a confirmation of just, you know, you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a beautiful scripture. But it's got an application to it. You can't do all things through Christ if you're up to debt in your eyeballs. You know, and you can't do it if you're just a crazy spender and you're living beyond your means, you know, and you're not being responsible. The Bible says to know the conditions of your finances and know how things and so on. And, you know, and I think, and not to live a self-indulgent life. You know, you should be able to be in a situation where you can not only, you know, when times like this happen, you're okay, but you can also help others if the need arises. And so that's really been it for us. You know, sorry for the long answer.
No, it's quite all right. And you sound like a guy who's kind of almost been preparing for something like this, just sort of using that biblical wisdom.
And it's not done out of fear. It's not like, you know, I don't have guns all in my house, and I don't, yeah, like have a bunker, and I'm not a prepper per se. I trust God, but He also wants me to be wise and be prepared, because as you get older and you live longer, you see that these things, you know, there could be another thing in 2 years. There might not be nothing for 10 years, but there will be. There's always going to be turmoil, and there's always going to be wars and rumors of wars, and so just different things that happen, and then things can change really quick. And you know, don't get an idea that America or Canada can just stay the same, as because I've watched it change and I've only been in America, you know, a few years, so to speak. So comparatively to the timeline of life, you know, things do change, and you just got to, it's not about looking after yourself and nobody else. It's really, it's just really living how you should live. And, you know, and not everybody agrees with me, so it's not something I talk about a lot. You know, I don't go around speaking about it, but you know, as for me and my household, that's kind of how we're rocking, you know.
Peter Furler with Newsboys United, planning a summer tour, and hopefully one day we'll see you back up again in Canada, Peter. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Todd, and thanks to all your listeners. But Newsboys United love Canada. We got to get up there.